ZView's podcast starts right now.
Good afternoon, good night, and good morning.
And it.
Wherever you may be, welcome to ZView's podcast. We're coming to you from Florida, home of hurricane alligators and people who wrestle both for fun. I like that one, huh? So, my name is Ty.
I'm Megan.
I'm RJ.
And we started this podcast because I ran out of tea earlier today. So I need some tea to drink with my crumpets.
Crumpets?
So let's run some ads so I can afford.
This segment is brought to you by Ricardo Powell Cricket Academy, based in Atlanta, Georgia.
I wish the Queen would sponsor us.
So, Megan, you're looking quite divine today, I must say.
Oh, wow.
Did you wake up on the right side of the bed this morning?
Yes, I did.
Oh, phenomenal. What are we talking about, though?
Today, we're going to be talking about Gen Z's views on sexuality and by Gen
Z. Really?
The three of us. Our views.
Bullocks.
Don't show me the banana again. I don't want to see that.
Why?
Because.
What's the first question?
The first question is, when did you first hear about sex and what was your reaction at the time?
Oh.
Well, it was very, very long ago, I do must say.
You must say.
I do must say. The first time I was around the age of 13, freshly off my 13th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was my mother. She was like, oh, Ty, since your balls are dropping now, we mm-hmm. have to talk to you about this. And I was like, what do you mean, mother? So my mother, also, my mother bought me condoms out of nowhere because she assumed that I was having fun.
Oh.
How old are you?
13.
Oh.
I am a bad man.
Bad man.
So yeah, that was the first time.
Real bad man.
I remember the first time I heard about sex vividly because I was sitting in my living room watching Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 1. And if you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. But
never watched Twilight in my life.
Okay, well. That's really unfortunate for you. Damn. Okay, but I'm like 10, and it's like a montage of sex scenes, right? Them just like going at it. And I'm just like 10. I'm sitting in my living room. I'm sitting on the floor. And I'm like looking at it, and I'm like, oh,
were you amazed?
My God. I think I was in shock.
Were you like, I want to do that one day? Is that going through your head?
No, I think that was just like, what are they doing? Because I didn't really understand until I was like, oh, that's happening. Yeah.
Okay, I think for me it was back towards the end of when I was in middle school, right, or like the first of middle school. They all like brought us into the auditorium. We had no idea what was going on. They just kind of like drafted us in there, and then they like pulled up a slideshow, and then they were like,
oh, it was on the slideshow, Audrey.
What'd you say?
What was on the slideshow?
You know, Zach was on the slideshow. It was like, okay, they separated the rooms. One was like one for the boys, one for the girls. And they sat us down and like they gave us like a whole step-by-step process of what it is and stuff like that. And I was like,
step-by-step.
Yeah, I was a little bit confused. You know what I mean? I was just like.
They were demonstrating.
It was like the anatomy. They was telling me like the anatomy, and I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, what the hell? No one was taking it seriously either. Everybody was just laughing. They're like, what the hell is this?
Do you know what? The one time when I was in sex class, well, PE, physical education, the education side of it, this girl thought a penis had a bone in it, and that's why it's called a boner.
That's not.
Yeah.
I mean, If that is not like that wild of an assumption, if she doesn't know.
Because Megan, I know you're and the type of person to think about that.
Has the word in it.
If you're not familiar with it, I can see how you could just make that mistake.
But yes. Bear in mind, we were like 17.
Oh, then.
We were like 13.
Yeah.
You're 17, that's a little different.
Acting like she wasn't a whole age anyway.
Your dog, bro.
So whose dog needs.
My dog is gone, so it can't be me.
It's my dog.
Okay, what's the next question?
Yeah. The next question is, how did your school or family approach conversations about sex and relationships growing up?
My dad was very open about this, you know. Like, when I was 16, he was like, hey, time, what gal you bullying? What gal you tinging? I'm like, oh, slow down. And my mom is about to get, you know, about to shoot him. But at school, they were like, this, they put a penis on the board. They put a badusi on the board as well. I was like, all right, who study that? I'm like, all right, bet. I got 100% in that class.
Good job, man.
Okay.
For me, I think it was kind of the opposite. My dad was like, he didn't really like, it's not like he didn't care. He was just like, I think you understand, it's fine. My mom was more like, let me know the details on like, just don't do anything stupid. Don't get nobody pregnant, that type of stuff. Be responsible. I think for like the school part, right? The school did not let you play around with that. They were like my middle school, they was like teaching you step by step in that with the slideshow I talked about earlier. If you laughed or anything like that, you got like what was it called? In school suspension.
Oh,
yeah. Like that. We didn't know that, so we was cracking up, and the people cracked up and kept cracking up after the people like after the teachers told you to be quiet. They got ISS or whatever it's called, in school suspension. And they didn't know what to laugh at.
There was also this one time, one of my good friends, he asked the teacher, instead of a condom, he could use a plastic bag if he didn't have one.
Like a Walmart plastic.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like a Massey bag, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Miss Megan?
I can't really say my family ever.
No, don't come in. Don't come in.
I can't really say my family ever really spoke about it, but they're more of like a don't ask, don't talk. Like, if you don't ask about it, we're not going to talk about it. But they'll tell me like the usual, don't be stupid, don't do anything like that.
So they never had to talk with you?
My mom started to, and then I looked at her and I was like, you don't need to do this. I'm fine. And I got it. It's okay. And then she was like, you know, and I'm like, yeah. And she's like, oh, thank God. She didn't want to have the talk with me. She was like happy that I figured it out without her having to have like the little awkward talk with me. But as for schools, I don't know if I was just absent the day they talked about it in class or something, but I have no memory of ever talking about it in my elementary or middle school experience.
Do you have a good memory?
Yes, I have a good memory.
You know, RJ on campus, we call her goldfish. You know that?
What would that mean?
I mean, she got no memory.
Oh, no memory yet.
What do you thought it meant?
Not as didn't know, because I forgot about the memory part of goldfish.
Just like,
okay.
Of course you forgot.
Okay. Anyway. Oh, speaking of you, while I was at the gym, one of my friends taught me, right? They saw the reel. They saw the reel. They didn't see the show yet, but the reel, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was like, dang, I see y'all talking about sponsorships, and they were talking about you need a beard sponsorship, bro. Like just a nice lineup. You know what I mean? They hook you up with the nice gold trimmers.
Bro,
the trimmers.
Bro. Every time I cut my hair, it grows. My hair could last like 2 days max. This is like, I cut my hair Saturday. Look at my beard already. Saturday, yeah. So by the time we do this podcast.
Well, it's been a week, Friday.
And that comes with old age.
Like, that's...
You got grades, bro?
Oil both done.
You got grades? Oh, this is fun. I'm sorry.
Anyway, next question.
Okay, the next question that I
Time out.
What's happening?
We need to run an ad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh. This episode is brought to you by Forever Radiant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you using it? Forever Radiant.
Do you see my skin?
Yeah, that's why I'm asking.
Duh. What kind of question you asking answers?
Okay. The next question I have is, do you feel like Gen Z is more open or more private when it comes to talking about sexuality?
I think they're a bit too open.
Too open?
Yeah.
Why?
Because why do I need to know who you doing, what you doing, when you doing, where you doing? You know?
Yeah.
Why you doing it? You know? Because I don't need to know all that.
Mm-hmm.
Just, hey, man.
If people coming up to you and telling you this, you're seeing it on
like
media, just go.
They wouldn't
just post about it. They can post about it.
I mean, more on social media, but I say both. People gotta a little bit crazy nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Like half the things I see people posting about, I wouldn't post about online. But at the same time, I'm like,
cap.
Huh? Okay. Mm-hmm. I would have posted about it online, but then that's not my page. It's not my platform. If that's what they want to post, that's what they want to post. Like I don't really care, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're definitely more open, but I know, I just feel like it's just depends on the person whether or not they wanna like be private or open with like their sexuality.
Yeah.
How are you, Uncle Aji?
Before,
you told your grandkids about this. So tell us.
Before I get on that, remember when I was talking about the feedback I got from one of my friends talking about you need a beard sponsorship, bro? Have you been hearing anything else from anybody else around you on campus?
Oh yeah, I was walking in the mall. I saw this guy who I knew. He was like, "Hey Ty, I see this podcast. And I see our sponsorships. You get money?" I'm like, "No. So subscribe. Get me money so I can gamble my life away." Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. What was the question again?
The question.
Go on, Uncle.
What do you mean, Uncle? You just.
No.
We just captured him.
Bro.
Okay. Do you feel like Gen Z is more open or more private when it comes to talking about sexuality?
Oh, they're definitely more open.
Mm-hmm.
There's a sauna at my gym, right? I used to go in there a lot.
Oh my god.
You be talking about that in the sauna?
No, it's like the sauna is a public sauna, right?
Bro,
let's say
why are you talking about sexuality?
Shut up!
In the sauna?
Shut up! I finished my workout, right? And I'm like, okay, let me. No! I finished my workout. Right? I'm gonna go get a rest. My friends are like, "Hey, we're gonna hit the sauna." I'm like, "Okay." I go in there, and there's like, since it's like a big sauna, right? There's 20 different people, so there's always the conversation happening, man. It's just like,
and
where the conversation? I stopped going to the sauna, man. It's too many.
You thought that was the bright time to talk about that. In the sauna with a towel.
I'm not the one talking about it. It's them. I'm just
But you were listening.
You have to be in the sauna for like minimum 10, 15 minutes to get a good sweat, right? And you're just there watching the TV while hearing different conversations about random stuff, bro. People be mad open.
You were engaged in that conversation. Don't lie.
I don't engage. I ponder about the conversation. I'm like,
All right. Well, that's a bit. I don't watch out for you, though.
What you mean, watch out for me? I'm just pondering. Bro, what are you talking about? All right.
No, that's
a
crazy comment.
I'm done. I'm done with my segment, bro. I'm done with my segment. No, no. You got anything else to add, Ty? Because
no, anything else to say?
No, I said what I had to say. Well, in person, yeah, but like, let's say online, I'll be seeing people like talk about everything online.
Producer, I hope you know RJ talks about this in the sauna with
I don't talk about it in the sauna. I'm hearing stuff in the sauna from like, these are, like grown people, grown. Like,
oh, all right. I don't like it.
I haven't been in there for like days thinking, like, bro, we don't see you in the sauna.
And they're asking why you're not in the sauna no more.
Yes, I'm like, you know exactly why. I finished my workout. I'm done.
Nah. Hey, I support you.
What?
Okay. I support you.
Support me for what?
Next question. Por favor.
Okay. I'm back. Next question is, what is something you wished you had learned in health or sex ed class but didn't? I know my answer. Hold on.
Ladies first.
Everything, because I think I might have missed the day that it happened because I don't remember it. So, I think everything, because it never happened.
For me, it was probably, where the hole was. They just kind of showed a diagram, but when it came down to action, you know, I had to look for it. I found it.
I'm searching really hard to find words to respond to that. like I'm searching really hard. I got nothing. Huh?
Yeah, I'm a little, yeah. Same. If y'all want more conversations like this, like and subscribe, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, not in the sauna though.
What are you talking about? Why do you keep bringing up the sauna?
Because
what's wrong with you in the sauna, bro?
That's a wrong question. What sauna you have in your gym?
It's like a public sauna. Like, it's like, you know what? I'm not even going to get into this. I'm good.
Just one for the rage bait.
You're not going to rage bait me, bro. No.
Hey, you can start your own podcast called Sauna Talks.
Sauna talks. Yeah, I feel like the camera would probably overheat, bro. From like,
yeah, I think it got really foggy.
Put it outside your glass, right?
Like that could work. Yeah, then the microphone will just blow up.
Yeah, that Miss Producer. RJ wants to start.
I don't want to start. I don't want to. He's gaslighting you.
Wait, guys, stay tuned for RJ's new podcast.
No. There's none of that. he needs to. He needs to lock in and shave his beard, bro. I'm good. We're getting off topic, bro. What's the next question?
The next question is, how do you define sexuality and why do you think it's important to understand your own?
Define?
Yeah.
How do I
define sexuality? Like, like straight, stuff like that, or?
How do you define it?
Once you have a peepee, you're a boy.
I would agree. I don't offend nobody though.
Okay.
I don't offend anyone.
Yeah, I thought it was like pretty straightforward. But
once you have a badoosie, you're a girl.
I don't know if that's political.
Okay.
Don't worry
why
do you think it's important for somebody to understand their sexuality
so they can know who they are on the inside?
Yeah,
it's like a comfort thing. Nobody wants to walk around not knowing who they are and what they like or who they're attracted to. Like, you find comfort in knowing things, and you just, I don't know, it's like, I feel like understanding your sexuality, it's a way of like getting to know yourself better. Yeah.
Great answer. I would have said the exact same thing.
Yay.
Oh, well, let me see. You guys have anything to add? Define sexuality. Yeah, just being secure in yourself. You're like, that's what I like. That's cool, I guess. Yeah.
That's cool, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know what to say about that. Like, really? You don't really think hard of those things. I'm just saying.
Okay. Anyways, you guys want the next question now?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Do you think the media, TV, movies, music, gives a realistic picture of sex and relationships?
It depends on what movie you're watching.
What movie do you think gives a realistic description?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I really watch that. So I gotta re-say. But I guess not.
I don't know. I don't think it's ever gonna be realistic.
What type of movie though? Like,
I mean, it could also be a TV series too.
The ones that are that could be televised to the public, or the other ones.
Well, do you think it's like the way that they display sex in TV shows and movies? Do you think that's realistic?
Megan, I think this is a question for you because I don't be watching for
degree
and all that.
I don't think I'm their target audience.
Yeah, I wanna think you got this one.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna just talk about the one show that I know.
Okay.
Weren't you talking about Twilight and like all that other stuff too?
Oh yeah, no, well, Twilight, yeah. I would never think that Twilight gives a realistic depiction of what sex is because they're like actively breaking beds. So no, I don't think Twilight is accurate.
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah. Remember to subscribe.
What can I say? I'm a bad man.
Real bad man. Oh, and remember, we have a ad break for Miss Producer coming up soon.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
This episode is brought to you by 124 Nut Out Sports Agency. Welcome to the next level.
Favorite agency right there.
Mm-hmm. So, Ty, do you think the media gives a realistic picture?
I mean, the example you put, I'll say yes, that's pretty realistic for my life. But in general, I don't think that's a problem. I think it's a problem because they're trying to, because they'd be doing all kind of mad positions and things that the average person cannot replicate, which is unfortunate. I mean, yeah. So I think it's a bad showing of what it really is when it comes down to the nitty gritty stuff.
Nitty gritty. I don't even know what like movies to think of about this. I'm thinking, bro. What about TV shows?
You have a favorite website, RJ. Don't lie.
Yeah. Have you watched Game of Thrones?
No.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have.
Yeah. Maybe that's like. I don't know if that's accurate. I'm trying to think of like.
It's not.
No. Okay, I'm
not. No. Like,
maybe the situations, but yeah, I don't really got anything like that. I don't think I think majority of TV shows aren't that accurate.
I think.
You know, one time they asked me to rehearse. I was like, nah. Oh,
that's so humble of them, man. That's crazy.
Because they just heard I was so good.
That's so humble, man. That's so humble. That's so humble of you, man. I can't believe you do. Like,
I know. I'm just a humble fellow from the Caribbean. Can
that's crazy.
Let's hear.
What turned you to gambling?
What?
What?
No, I didn't hear what you said.
I asked what turned you to gambling, bro. What happened?
Oh, what turned me to gambling?
Yeah.
I think I'm just trying to follow my greatest inspiration ever. My grandmother, she's a gambler. But she's not broke, though. She didn't lose all her money from gambling.
That's good.
Okay. That's good.
she still buys me my Christmas present here and there.
That's pretty nice.
Very nice. Okay, do you guys ready for the next question?
Yes,
I don't know. Are you ready?
Am I ready?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm
ready. If you're ready.
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
Mm-hmm. The next question I have is, what does a healthy relationship look like to you emotionally and physically?
Okay, a healthy relationship, emotionally and physically. Emotionally, if you not ringing on my phone every 2 seconds to ask where I am, what I doing, who I with, why there, sure. You know, I good. But if you do that, we're going to have problems. But physically, wait, zoom out from my face real quick, Miss Producer. Physically, I can't look at myself and say that. Physically, you know, like 3-4 times a week, I didn't, you know, I very comfortable, very happy. Because, let's be real, if you're not having sex in your relationship, what the hell, you know, like what the hell?
Yeah.
You gotta have a little fun time, you know what I mean? A little fun time, you know what I mean?
I got you, man.
Producers are gonna have a fun time editing this episode.
Yeah, I can hear them in the back.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think, yeah, just emotionally, I feel like y'all gotta be on the same.
Editing bleep. Oh Lord.
Get up there, right? I think emotionally, you just got to be on the same wavelength, you know, just be on the same type of vibe, like y'all both working, y'all both doing stuff, just same frequency, just be on the same vibe. Physically, you gotta like each other, you gotta be attracted to each other, that's what I gotta say, or else it's not gonna work out.
Well, yeah, remember the first impression of a person, it's their looks, before you even get to their personality.
General G.
So when people say, looks isn't everything, I mean it is. For like the first couple weeks, it is.
Yeah, a little bit.
Megan, is there something you want to say? Because it looks like you have to say something.
No. I was going to say something, but then I kind of agreed with you. So that's why I stopped.
Alright.
So, yeah. I think for like a healthy relationship emotionally, you just need to pick two people that are willing to compromise and like try to understand each other's like boundaries and each other's personality. And I think having two people that are just like willing to be together, just be with the other person, that is very good emotionally and physically, what RJ said.
Wow.
Yes.
Why are we agreeing with each other? We're not supposed to do that.
we need to come up with a different topic.
I don't think we have to cause chaos 24/7, bro.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Shippiness gets views.
Oh my god.
Okay. I mean, he's not wrong. You know, he's right.
Okay.
I'll disagree with you on the next question for sure.
Okay. You guys sure about that?
Hold on, the producer's typing in the chat. They can't multitask.
What did we say something wrong?
Oh no.
Oh, didn't I say that? Remember to like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe, everybody.
You're laughing so hard, bro.
All right, next question. Because
he doesn't want any sponsorships at all. He wants your gambling is not getting funded, buddy.
Okay, you guys promised to disagree on the next question.
I promise to give a reasonable answer.
Okay. Ty, why is it important to talk about boundaries and respect in relationships?
I don't think it's important whatsoever. Right?
That's going, yeah, that's going directly in the end.
That's an interesting take.
Once you live with me, you just gotta take, there's no boundaries, you know what I mean? Like, I could be up in your business, you could be up in mine. You dig? Yeah. If I paying for your stuff, there's no boundaries at all. So,
Yo, for legal reasons, he's joking, and in any
future court of law,
he's joking.
He's joking.
See, I was getting so heated, I smashed down on my light switch. It turned off. But there's no, listen, ladies and gentlemen, there's no boundaries in relationships. If you have a boundary, that means you can't trust your partner at all.
That's the baby.
You didn't think about it like that. I know you didn't.
No.
I know you didn't. Because, hey, your boundary could be your cell phone. Once you touch your cell phone, that means, hey, you crossed my boundary. You cheated on me. You know? So there should be no boundaries whatsoever. What's yours is mine. What's mine is yours. You dig? Yes. I know it's loading in your head, Uncle.
Shut up, bro. I'm just thinking it through. Okay. I think respect is definitely important because you don't want them wilding out and do anything crazy or else it's the relationship's
over. No. Like I said, no boundaries equals happy relationship.
I know you like love to disagree with me, right?
Yeah. Ty's just.
Well, I got two grown uncles are talking right now.
Okay. Excuse you.
The we.
Yeah, did you fart?
I said you.
I didn't fart. So did you?
Okay.
Where? My gun.
I like General G better. Who's that, bro?
No, because Megan said, excuse me, like me, because I didn't fart, so it must be here. I'm just getting rid of the toxins from my mouth and from my airspace.
Remember to like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe, everybody.
Thank you.
All right, Miss Farty Pants, it's your turn to speak.
It's my turn?
Yeah. See, Uncle is laughing at that one, but...
Bro, you laughing too. You talking about Uncle?
Of course I'm laughing. I mean,
I see grays.
Okay, so.
Have you seen the light, bro? Have you seen the light? Okay.
I'm not okay. There yet.
The next question I have is, how do you think labels like straight, gay, bi, or curious help or hurt when exploring identity?
Y'all got this one.
Okay.
On the sideline of this one.
Okay. Straight, legal gay, reasons. Bi. I think it can hurt and help. Mm-hmm. I think it helps because, like, let's say old, like, you're, like, growing up in your teens, like, 17, 18, 19, you get a more accurate description of what you really feel like you are, I guess. And I think that's it's a good guiding point to people who are maybe a little bit confused, I guess. And it helps them put, like, a center point on what they like. So I'm not going to, like, be like, oh, that's kind of out of the ordinary, you know what I mean? But, like, if it helps them understand better, I'm not going to be like, oh, that's crazy. I'm going to be like, okay, that's them.
Yeah.
I think it could hurt. Like, let's say you're like 9 or 10, and you're, like, looking at that stuff, and you just don't know what it means, but you kind of just, you're like, oh, that's me. That could probably maybe mess up how they feel. If it's
shout too out weird. To the LGBT. LGBT, HDMI, PS5.
Yeah.
Shout out them.
I think the labels can help because it gives, like, a community to people that, like, when they're searching for something, they're searching for people to relate to, people that feel the same way. I think that they can help when you're exploring your identity, but at the same time, you don't need to hold yourself to whatever label you think you should be. Like, if you think you're one label and you've gone through many years of telling everybody you're one label, and then all of a sudden you're like, okay, wait, actually, I think I have feelings about something else. Let me see how I feel. You don't have to only stick with what's in your designated label. You can do what you want.
do not identify as a label.
What do you mean? I got you, bro. If you say grocery label, dog. I swear to God.
I'm just saying I don't identify as a label.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you all know what the genders mean in LGBTQ?
They're not genders.
Bro,
I know the first one means lesbian. Second one, gay. The third one, I know L is lesbian, G is gay. Mm-hmm. E is
B-I.
Oh, bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
T is
I
don't even know that one.
Transgender.
Okay, Q is
queer.
That's all I know. What about you, son? I don't think he should talk.
What he said? Yeah. What Uncle said.
What do you mean, Uncle, bro?
I got pranked. I feel betrayed. I got pranked. I don't know who to believe anymore. Oh, yeah.
He don't mean anything by it. He was just misinformed, just in case anybody.
Told. I am very uneducated.
Yeah.
I don't have on my thinking cap.
Should we move on?
Okay. Yes. This is the second to last question. Okay.
Wait, Megan.
What?
If they're not genders, what are they?
It's the banner at the bottom of the screen.
Sexuality.
Next question.
How do friendships play a role in shaping your views on relationships and sexuality?
Ooh.
I think friendships help by just having people to talk to. And then, like your friend's experience kind of shape what you think something's supposed to be like. So I feel like friendships, like they form a lot of your views on what relationships and sexuality is supposed to look like.
I agree.
Yeah.
For like, if you're around like the same couple of people, their viewpoints are probably going to like align with yours. Yours are probably align with them.
Yeah.
You know, so you're probably going to be thinking the same way they do. You're like the average. What's the saying? You're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And those viewpoints are probably going to rub off on you. And that's probably going to, when it comes to like your understanding of sexuality, you'd be like, oh, that's probably the correct way to think about it, even though there's like a bunch of different ways to think about it.
That makes so much sense. I never thought about it like that. because I put two and two together.
With all that age, no wisdom.
For my real life people who I know.
Yeah.
And why a certain group of people only hangs out with each other all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, ah.
Ah.
They're Rama Jane with each other. I'm like, ah, okay. Hey, shout out to the LGBTQ fam. Right?
And remember to subscribe and like.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you ready for the last question?
I am.
I don't know. Are you?
Yeah.
Bro.
If you could give advice to your younger self about sex and relationships, what would it be?
To mash up the place, dog. Mash up the place, right? Keep doing what you're doing, Ty. You're doing a great job or whatever you're doing. Megan, don't look at me like that. I know you're telling yourself the same thing. Right? No. Stick to what you know, Ty, because you're doing a great job. You never had no bad reviews. Okay? But yeah. Just keep telling. I'll tell her, hey, you have a high ceiling to reach, and you're going to reach it.
You to go next to me.
I think if I were to tell my younger self something is about it, it's just not much. Don't like rush into relationships because it's what you think you're supposed to be doing. Yeah. Don't rush. Take it. Everything will work the way it's
boring. Supposed. Next.
Next. What do you have to say?
What? I didn't understand what you said. What did you say?
That's what I thought.
Okay, let's hear RJ. I would say, I'll tell little old me, just slow it down, bro. Just don't try to rush.
Yeah, because that knees be hurting you. Them hips don't work the same. Don't use your hips so much because, you know, it's getting caught up in you. Didn't it?
Yo, wipe your glasses, bro. I see some fog in it. Anyways. I would say a brief summary of our, Gen Z on sexuality. I think we covered a lot of topics, and I think we all speak for Gen Z, us three specifically. We all speak for Gen
Z. Yeah. Emphasis on me, though. Emphasis on me.
No, we. Emphasis on we.
We yeah, one wise man, an idiot, and a
wise old man. Old, make sure you emphasize on that one. Old,
right?
Okay, well, thank you guys so much for tuning in from wherever you are. If you liked it, tell your friends. If you don't, tell your enemies. Either way, we get the views. Remember, we're on Spotify, Apple Music.
Not in the sauna now, apparently.
No, we're not in the sauna. We're on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. Yeah. Please remember to follow us. I'm RJ.
I'm Ty.
I'm Megan.
And we're Z Views Podcast. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That forehead's huge, bro.
Z Views Podcast was created by Basha Alicia Powell. Executive producers are Basha Alicia Powell, Ricardo Powell. Creative designs by Basha TV Productions LLC, RJ Powell. Music licensed to Basha and Ricardo Powell. Editors are Basha Powell and Ricardo Powell. Graphics and design by Basha TV Productions LLC, RJ Powell. Music all rights reserved to Basha TV Productions LLC. Content contributors are Megan Curry, RJ Powell, Ty Mitchell. Hosted by Megan Curry, RJ Powell, and Ty Mitchell. Thank you for watching.